Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Steps in Human Progress by Christian D. Larson, published in 1916. The first essential in giving scientific attention to the study of the spiritual world is to realize that what we speak of as the spiritual world is not necessarily synonymous with the invisible world. And here we find one of the chief obstacles to spiritual advancement. That is, that we have, in too many instances, made the terms spiritual and invisible synonymous, and accordingly have come to the conclusion that an experience in the invisible is also a spiritual experience, or that a gain made in our understanding of the invisible would also imply a gain in our understanding of the spiritual. The fact is, however, that these two terms are not synonymous. The invisible does not necessarily contain any more of the spiritual than does the visible. But wherever we do proceed in the belief that the invisible is synonymous with the spiritual, we are very liable to turn our attention away from the spiritual, instead of entering into higher realizations of the spiritual. We must begin our Sunday talk by understanding, in the first place, that the invisible world, so called, is only an extension of the visible world, and therefore what we speak of as the invisible universe is simply elements and forces found in the physical universe manifesting in higher grades of vibration. As an illustration, we may take the force of light, which manifests in the visible through certain grades of vibration, but manifests also in a number of higher grades of vibration, spoken of as the higher octaves of light. But the only difference between visible light and the higher octaves of light is this, that the vibrations in the latter are more rapid than in the former. Therefore, we cannot speak of the invisible rays of light as spiritual, any more than we can speak of the visible rays of light as spiritual. The only difference between the visible and the invisible is a matter of speed in the vibrations. When we analyze the great universe of manifestation, visible and invisible, we find that it is eternally becoming. It is incomplete everywhere, and subject to development along all lines for eternity. But this is not true of the spiritual world. The spiritual world is finished even now. It is complete in the absolute sense, containing within itself the all in all. And when we actually enter into the spiritual world and become conscious of the all in all, we shall know for ourselves that within the spiritual world nothing can be added or taken away. Thus we may declare with the illumined mind of other days, it is finished, and it is all very good. When we attempt to define the spiritual, We begin by declaring that the spiritual world is absolute. We speak of the divine as absolute because we realize that we can add nothing to the wisdom, the power, the life, the light, and the glory of the Supreme. We say that God is all in all, but we can also say the same of the spiritual world. The spiritual world is, even now, at the apex of absolute perfection, so that there is no law in the cosmos through which anything could be added to the completeness of that world. However, the spiritual world, even though it appears to be the very reverse of the external world, is not a thing apart. It is not a universe that exists beyond or away from the physical or external universe. The spiritual world is, in truth, the very soul of the external world, and therefore is present everywhere. The majority of people, however, live their life in the external, almost unconscious of the spiritual source, and therefore they never realize the life more abundant. But the moment we begin to become conscious of the inexhaustible life in the great within, or discover the very spirit of life itself, the very moment we meet this experience, we find that the gates are ajar, and we proceed to enter a state of existence that is infinitely larger, more powerful, and more desirable than anything we have ever experienced before. In other words, when we enter the spirit of life, we find that we become conscious not only of life in its highest and most wonderful states of being, but we also become conscious of limitless, inexhaustible life, the glory and splendor of which the illumined soul, in its master state, alone may behold and understand. For the purpose of illustration, we might consider the attitude of peace, or the consciousness of the serene. Although many have the power to become peaceful and quiet to some degree, there are only a few who ever become conscious of the peace that passeth understanding. The reason why is this: that real peace is spiritual, existing only in the consciousness of the spiritual world, a world into which the mind may enter only as spirituality is developed. When we understand that the peace that passeth understanding is so perfect and so deeply calm that it possibly could not contain higher or finer or more perfect elements of peace, we have an ideal of the consciousness of peace that is so wonderful that we shall have to think for days and weeks and months upon its possibilities before we can really comprehend its full significance. In like manner, we may consider the state of harmony, and we shall find that what the majority call harmony is not real harmony itself, but just a limited expression of concordant activities. To experience real harmony, we must enter the spirit, because such harmony is spiritual and exists only in the spiritual world. Accordingly, real harmony is so complete and perfect in itself that it could not become more harmonious. When we consider these various qualities or states of being, we find invariably that in reality they are spiritual. And as we trace them out to their source and origin, we invariably enter the spiritual world, that world in which every quality or state of being is so perfect and so complete and so ideally placed in its own existence that it could not be improved upon in any form or manner. We may trace any quality in the same way, And if we try to find that quality in its perfect state, we invariably enter the spiritual world. And here we begin to understand what we mean by the term spiritual. It is not a state of invisibility, or something that is beyond the external merely, but it is that world in which all things are perfect and complete, wherein nothing can be added or taken away. A world that exists in all things and surrounds us everywhere, permeating everything, from the simplest of the visible to the highest and the most marvelous of the invisible. When we look into the soul or into the inner life, we find this spiritual world established there as it is established in every entity, and we find all the qualities of life existing in the soul in the spiritual state. That is absolutely perfect and complete. And when we ask ourselves what we really know about the spiritual world, we shall find the answer in those experiences that we have enjoyed while the mind took wings, so to speak, and we transcended the incomplete and entered into the realization of things as they are in the perfect, in the sublime, in the real spirit of all that is. When we develop spiritual consciousness, we may take many journeys into this inner world, either into our own interior nature or into this spirit of everything existing in nature. And we shall find that the spirit of a flower is as much a part of the limitless spiritual world as is the spirit of our own soul. In brief, the spirit of everything does exist in the spiritual world and is a part of the spiritual world, just as a drop of water in the sea is a part of the sea itself, no matter where that particular drop may be found. Therefore, wherever we may turn our attention, if we go into the spirit of the thing itself, into life itself, into harmony itself, into peace itself, into music itself, into art itself, into any quality as it is in itself, we shall meet the spiritual world, the world in which all things exist in their fullness, without limitations or imperfections or incompleteness in any mode or manner. Realizing this important truth, we may learn infinitely more about the spiritual world if we will continue to seek for the real source of every quality or expression or manifestation of which we may be conscious. To illustrate, when we try to be peaceful, we should turn our attention towards the spiritual within and try to realize the great eternal calm. In like manner, when we try to be harmonious, we should turn attention to the spirit of harmony and try to experience more and more of that state of harmony that is so wonderful that it could not possibly be more harmonious. Then, when we think of health, we should, instead of thinking about the body, turn attention to the spirit of health, which exists in the soul or in the spiritual world, permeating all things. We know that the majority of people, when in search for health, think too much about the body, believing that health has its origin and expression in the body only. But this is not the truth. We know that it is well to care for the body in the best manner possible, to follow all the laws of life on the physical plane, and be in perfect harmony with nature as manifested either mentally or physically. But when we think of real health, or go in search of real health, we should realize that health itself does not have its origin in the body. Real health has its origin in the spirit of health, and the spirit of health abides in the spiritual world. Accordingly, the more deeply we enter into the consciousness of the spirit of health, the more perfect and more powerful will become the expression of health through the mind and body. Because when we find the limitless source of any expression, the expression itself will increase more and more as we become more deeply conscious of that source. Here we should remember the great law. Whatever we become conscious in the within, that very thing will manifest in the without. When we are in search of power, we must realize that the source of power is not found in the physical world, nor even in the mind. The source of power is found in the spirit of power which exists in the spiritual world. And if we will search in that direction, we will not only find greater and greater power, but we will, at the same time, develop our spiritual consciousness so that we may become better equipped for the finding of the spiritual source of anything that we may desire in life. When we pause to consider life in all its fullness, joy in all its fullness, health in all its fullness, harmony in all its fullness, power in all its fullness, wisdom in all its fullness, when we pause to consider all these things, we realize that we are in the presence of wonderful ideals. And the more deeply we enter into the consciousness of those ideals, the more closely we approach the spiritual world, until finally we enter into the full significance of the spiritual world. The pathway to the spiritual, therefore, is not as difficult as we have thought it in the past. When we are in search of the spiritual, we should no longer think of the invisible, or any phase of the invisible, but should instead think of the perfect, the complete, the absolute, and that state in which everything exists in all its fullness. A state where life is so perfect that additional life could not be added. Where peace is so perfect and so deeply calm that it is beyond all understanding. Where light is so brilliant that it could not become more brilliant. Where harmony is so perfect that it could not become more harmonious. Where all the elements of life, consciousness and being, are so wonderful and so divinely ideal that they could not become more wonderful or more ideal. This is what it means to be spiritual. And as we grow into this deeper and finer and higher understanding of all things, it is then that we develop real spirituality.
Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.